The Oregon Ducks have the nation's number two recruiting class. We just spent the last segment explaining why that is. If there's any area that they still need to address and fix, it's the defensive line. Joining me now, one of their key targets, four-star defensive end Ty Robinson out of the state of Arizona, the nation's number 18 defensive end. Ty, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. I want to jump right in. You visited Oregon here this past weekend. Simple question. What'd you think?
It was an amazing experience. Once in a lifetime, I'm truly blessed to go up there again for the second time and take an official visit up there.
What stands out with Oregon? We hear about the Jordan Brand stuff. You know, Marcus Mariota won a Heisman. Dennis Dixon, Joey Harrington. That's all stuff locally people know. When you're a recruit, what is it about Oregon that appeals to you? What is it that stands out about the Ducks?
Definitely the family there and how they bring that culture there, and definitely their strength and conditioning program. It's definitely one of the best in the nation, I have to say, and one of the best I've been to throughout these visits.
At 6'6", 285 pounds, it doesn't seem like you'd need much more strength, man. I got to be honest. That seems like something you've checked that box, no?
Yeah, but there's always room for improvement. I definitely feel like I could get my body stronger and faster.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Oregon produced back-to-back first-round picks with Eric Armstead and DeForest Buckner along the defensive line. It was with a previous staff. How much does that matter? Is that a factor really at all in your recruitment?
In a way, it is. I just really want to go there. If I go there, then I just want to be developed the way I can be to the best of my ability, and hopefully one day live those dreams and potentially be a first-round draft pick.
We're talking a four-star defensive end, Ty Robinson, a guy that I really strongly feel has a very, very bright future in college football wherever he chooses. One of the things I hear from recruits all the time when I talk to them is that there are multiple coaches at Oregon recruiting them seemingly at all times. There isn't just one guy. There's multiple. How many different Oregon coaches are recruiting you, and how different is that approach than other programs, or is that pretty much standard now in college football?
It's pretty standard. I have three right now. Definitely, I got Coach Joe Salavea, Coach Denenson, and Coach Cristobal all recruiting me.
How frequent in your experience is it for a head coach to be involved in recruitment, generally speaking? I mean, does that feel like it's pretty common when for you in your recruitment with the other schools that are recruiting you?
No, not at all. In fact, Oregon and Nebraska are really the only two that really have me in contact with their head coaches. Also with USC, I get on the phone with Coach Helton a few times a week.
There are certain schools, and it's just, it is what it is. There are certain schools in college football that when you get an offer from that school, everybody's ears kind of perk up. Michigan with DBs, linebackers at Penn State, and on the defensive side of the ball, and really anywhere, Alabama. What was it like, and how did you find out you got an offer from the Crimson Tide?
I was truly shocked. One day earlier this year, I was in my car and I got a text from one of the coaches there from Alabama, and I just started freaking out. I didn't know what to think. My heart was racing 1,000 miles per hour, and my head coach, I had just left the school, and my head coach told me to come back, and I called up Coach Lupoy from Alabama, and they decided to offer me.
How similar are Coach Lupoy and Coach Salavea in terms of their approach to recruiting? Do they feel similar, or are they very different?
They are very different. Coach Lupoy likes to take he's building a relationship with me just as well as Coach Salavea. But with him, it's good luck for every game. It's showing the stats, showing what it is to be like a part of the Crimson Tide. But with Coach Salavea, I get this more of a family feeling, who truly cares, and it's a genuine feeling, not just that fluff.
How much does that matter, that building of that relationship versus, I mean, Alabama? Maybe it's not the same level of depth to the relationship, but it also has its selling points. Obviously, the number of picks they've put in the NFL probably speaks for itself to some extent as well.
Right, but the part of building a relationship with that coach is very important to me, because, you know, I'll be there for the next hopefully 4 to 5 years, maybe even three. Helping that relationship really can help the bond and develop me even better and grow this relationship.
Talking to four-star defensive end Ty Robinson, 6'6", 285 pounds. I really do think he's going to have a very special future in college football. One of the schools you're considering is USC, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but USC has had some struggles right now, and there is some question about the future of their head coach. How much does that matter to you in terms of, you know, what's going on with a head coach, or is that really not part of the equation when you're looking at a college you potentially could commit to?
No, it's not really part of that equation. I really do feel like the coaching staff at USC can really get it turned around. They say to pick a school not because of the coaches, but because you can see yourself going there. And it's really hard to do that, but sometimes you just have to face the facts.
What's your timeline, and when do you plan on graduating? Could you be an early enrollee? Will that factor into your timeline as far as a commitment?
So my plan is to sign this December on early signing day, but not enroll early. Just kind of not get out of the way, but start building that relationship even further and starting to learn their playbook and start doing their strength and conditioning workouts just to get myself ready for those summer workouts and for the next season.
You've kept things relatively close to the vest in your recruitment. Where are you at right now? Top four, top five, top 10, still everybody's in the mix. How do you look at it?
I don't really have, it's hard to rank these schools because each school has a different thing to offer with each program, but I do have like my specific group. It's definitely Nebraska, Oregon, USC, Alabama, ASU, Florida, all those great schools that have really heavily recruited me have really been that kind of group.
Ty, I first saw your film quite a while ago, and I picked you out as a guy who I thought had a really bright future. I'm really excited to see that you have the scholarship opportunities that speak to your level of talent. I wish you the very best in making your decision. When you do make that decision, I'd love a chance to talk to you potentially on the show again. You did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.